Hello, and welcome to Closed Circuit, the volunteer newsletter for Audio Reader. I'm Teresa St. Romain, and today I'll be reading the July-August 2026 issue. We begin with A Volunteer's Perspective. Dr. Kimberly Morrow celebrates 35 years of service with Audio Reader this year. In response to a few questions, she shares her perspective on volunteering at Audio Reader. Kim has also generously offered to share her writing and interviewing skills. She will have a regular column in our newsletter once again. It will feature interviews with volunteers and insights from Kim as well. Thank you, Kim. Tell us about yourself. As a result of being born premature, I am totally blind from birth. After obtaining a PhD in education from KU, I worked in the nonprofit sector for 20-plus years before starting my own business as a Library of Congress certified Braille proofreader and instructor. I currently have approximately 90 online students from all over the world. I teach primarily sighted students the art of Braille transcription through the Library of Congress and the National Federation of the Blind. It definitely keeps me busy. I enjoy my job so much that it truly doesn't feel like I'm even working. Why did you first get involved with Audio Reader, and why have you stayed? I came to Audio Reader out of a desperate need to have academic materials read aloud to me. Then I began volunteering at AR. Those volunteer experiences and the people at AR I met along the way shaped my life. Serving on the AR board has been one of the most rewarding experiences I could ever have. AR has given so much to me, it is an honor to have the opportunity to give back. Why do I stay? Because Audio Reader truly is as much a part of me as breathing. Where would I ever be without it? Read more about Kim's story at pages.e2ma.net/pages/197-8926/58630. A photo accompanies this piece of Dr. Kimberly Morrow. The alt text reads, Kim sits on a piano bench, one hand on her lap and the second on the service leash of a golden lab. Behind her is a black grand piano. She wears a tailored jacket, her long hair partially pulled back from her face. She turns toward the camera with a full smile. Next, information about the Wednesday, August 19th virtual coffee bar. Content plus reading tips. Audio Reader's virtual coffee bar is the third Wednesday of the month and starts at 2 p.m. on Zoom. Join volunteer broadcasters and guests for connection, sharing, insights, and fun. The August topic, content plus reading tips. Discussed content and reading tips from AI bylines to transitions, wrap-ups, phrasing, pacing, mic fun, and editing for time. Stop by via Zoom and share your tips and learn from fellow volunteers too. Join us Wednesday, August 19th at 2 p.m. Bring your questions to share. Share your discoveries with fellow volunteers. Virtual Coffee Bar is a monthly Zoom conversation for volunteers and guests. It is scheduled for the third Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m., generally 45 to 60 minutes, except for summer and winter breaks. No VCB, June, July, and December. The virtual coffee bar Zoom link is kansas.zoom.us/j/91499262397. Meeting ID 914-9926-2397, passcode 4600. Next, information about Audacity with Steve Grimm, Adjusted Time. Steve Grimm, AR volunteer broadcaster and technology friend, will be holding office hours for volunteers to Zoom with him and ask questions one-on-one. What a gift to our volunteer community. Make a list of your questions and Zoom with Steve on the first or third Monday of the month from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. We will use the VCB Zoom link as many of you have that on hand too. We move the hour back 30 minutes to accommodate the start of the day at Audio Reader. Thank you, Steve. Audacity office hours, first and third Mondays, 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. And again, that Zoom information, the link is kansas.zoom.us/j/9149-926-2397. Meeting ID 914-9926-2397, passcode 4600. Next, contact information or emergency contact changes. Have you changed your phone number? Maybe family members moved closer to town and your emergency contact has changed? Got a new email? We want to keep in touch. Please share updates when they occur. Just send an email to Trish, tdk@ku.edu, or give us a call at 785-864-6400. Thanks. Now a reader tip, wrap up and AI bylines. When you are listening, perhaps to a radio show, three cheers for NPR, or perhaps to a podcast, sometimes your interest peaks about halfway through the show and you wonder about the details of the information and where to find out more. Our listeners are the same way. Be sure to offer a wrap-up at the close of an article, restate the headline and the byline as you transition to the next article. Listeners will then be able to find out more about the interesting information you are providing. Thanks for all you do for our listeners. If that byline mentions AI assistance was used in the creation of the piece, be sure to include that information. Next, Garden Gathering, September. Join us. The summer comes to a close. It is time to come together and share in the joy of the garden and prepare for the winter months. Keep an eye out for an invitation, date and time TBD, for the Fall Garden Gathering in September. Join us to enjoy the garden, refreshments and conversations, and prepare the garden for a change in season. Meet new garden volunteers, and maybe the construction will be done and we can sit quietly in the wonder of the garden. Our regular shared garden work times are Thursdays from 9:30 to 10:30. The photo above is from our Fall Garden Gathering in 2025. A photo accompanies this piece, with alt text reading, 8 garden volunteers stand together in a group. One holds a shovel, another a hat. They stand in front of a garden shed behind the Audio Reader Studios. All smile at the camera and lean together in a friendly group. Next, the September Book Club. The Audio Reader Book Club meets every second Monday of the month at 1:30 at Audio Reader in Lawrence, but also have a Zoom option. The September book will be The Frozen River by Ariel Lawhon, and the discussion leader will be Joe. Interested? The Zoom link is kansas.zoom.us/j/96179712136, passcode 4600. Reach out to Billy Archer, bdaaks@gmail.com, or ask Trish for more details. Next, information about two upcoming audio description events. The first, Saturday, September 12th at 7:30 p.m., is Disney Newsies The Broadway Musical. Set in turn-of-the-century New York City, Starlight production of Disney's Newsies is the rousing tale of Jack Kelly, a charismatic newsboy and leader of a band of teenaged newsies. When titans of publishing raise distribution prices at the newsboy's expense, Jack rallies newsies from across the city to strike against the unfair conditions and fight for what's right. Get tickets at tickets.kcstarlight.com/newsies. That's NEWSIES. The second event is the Accessibility Open House, Thursday, October 1st from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Lead Center of Kansas, 1600 Stewart Drive. Join the Lead Center's Accessibility Open House on October 1st starting at 4 p.m. Learn more about audio description while enjoying a creative demo from Simple Mischief Studio. Visitors will be able to test out the hearing loop, explore the Lead Center, and visit with local vendors. Find more information about the Lead Center, the Performing Arts Center on the University of Kansas campus, at lied.ku.edu or by calling 785-864-2787. Now a campus traffic update. Students are returning and traffic will be especially thick during the move-in dates on August 20th and 21st. Allow for extra time when planning to visit the studios or anywhere on campus. Check out an update from KU at news.ku.edu with the title, Heavy Traffic Anticipated August 20th, 21st for KU Housing and Residence Life Move-In. Next, a piece about outreach opportunities. Share Audio Reader. Audio Reader outreach gears up for many events this fall. This year, we're adding a couple new events. Martha welcomes volunteer help with these. If you like talking with our community members, listeners, and other service providers, and you want to share information about our services, what we read, and how we connect listeners with community news, events, and art, become an outreach volunteer. Contact Martha for all the details and check out these upcoming events. 5 events are listed. Saturday, August 22nd, 7 to 9 p.m. New event, KU's Union Fest. Event to catch incoming and current KU students interested in getting involved. Monday, August 24th, 6 to 8 p.m., new event, Audio Reader KU Open House. Welcoming students to tour and learn about AR on Monday, August 24th. Saturday, August 29th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., new event. Senior Health Fair at St. Monica's Catholic Church in KC, Missouri. Saturday, September 19th, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Anybody can join the walk or volunteer to help. Kansas State School for the Blind, KSSB, All-Stars 5K. More information can be found at kcblindallstars.org. And Thursday, October 1st, 2 to 4 p.m., new event, Lead Center Accessibility Open House. Email Martha at mkehr@ku.edu to help out with our outreach events and meet listeners, community members, and service providers. Share the audio reader mission with the community. A photo accompanies this piece with alt text reading, Martha Kerr, Outreach Coordinator, takes a selfie at the walk for KSSB All-Stars. She is pictured with a walker behind her. She wears sunglasses and a marshal vest for marshaling the walk. Next, come out for the sale. Information about the music and book sale co-hosted by Audio Reader and the Lawrence Public Library Friends and Foundation. This event is hosted at the Lawrence Public Library, 707 Vermont Street. The music and equipment pre-sale is Friday, September 11th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the Lawrence Public Library Auditorium. $5 per person at the door. Kids under 15 are free. The main sale is Saturday, September 12th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., again, Lawrence Public Library. Upstairs in the auditorium, you'll find vinyl, equipment, and CDs. Find more info at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. Downstairs in the garage, books, DVDs, and games. Find more info at lplks.org. Everything must go, go on Sunday, September 13th, 12 to 2 p.m., Music and Equipment Super Clearance Sale. The final piece, subs needed for telephone reader. We are needing a few more telephone reader subs. Do you know how to read via telephone reader? You can do it at home with your cell phone and a headset. Would you like to pick up an extra read? Trish can show you the ropes. Please send an email to her at tdk@ku.edu or check out the Team Up page for assignments that need filling. That page is linked at teamup.com/ksc78cc0d4b844eae1. They are pink and the entry starts with a P. Here is a video on Team Up if you need a refresher. There is a link here requiring a Microsoft login. Thanks for helping out. We plan to have another new volunteer orientation and auditions in September. A photo accompanies this piece with alt text reading, Trish holds her cell phone, which has a headset plugged in. She is wearing the headset and has her finger poised to press a button on her cell phone. She is smiling and looking at the camera. That concludes the July-August 2026 issue of Closed Circuit, the volunteer newsletter for Audio Reader. You can also find this information online at reader.ku.edu/newsletters. Thank you for joining me.